আপনারা আছেন এসবিএস বাংলার সঙ্গে।
দ্বিতীয় প্রজন্মের বাংলাদেশি অভিবাসী মিস এলিনোর রেমা বাংলাদেশের আদিবাসী গারো সম্প্রদায়ের প্রথম ব্যক্তি হিসেবে অস্ট্রেলিয়ায় আইন বিষয় নিয়ে পড়াশোনা করছেন। ডিগ্রি সম্পন্ন করে তিনি এখন অস্ট্রেলিয়ায় প্রথম বাংলাদেশি গারো আইনজীবী হওয়ার পথে। এলিনোর তার পরিবারের সাথে 1993 সালে 5 বছর বয়সে বাংলাদেশ থেকে অস্ট্রেলিয়ায় পাড়ি জমান। অস্ট্রেলিয়া তার বাড়ি হলেও বাংলাদেশ সর্বদাই তার মাতৃভূমি। তিনি বিশ্বাস করেন ন্যায় বিচার পেতে প্রত্যেকেরই সমান অধিকার এবং সুযোগ থাকা উচিত। আজ আমাদের সাথে মিস এলিনোর অস্ট্রেলিয়ায় তার বড় হওয়া এবং ক্যারিয়ার নিয়ে কথা বলবেন।
মিস এলিনোর রিমা ইজ দ্য ফার্স্ট পার্সন অব দ্য ইন্ডিজিনাস গারো পিপল অব বাংলাদেশ টু কমপ্লিট এ ল ডিগ্রি। শি ইজ নাও অন দ্য রোড টু বিকামিং দ্য ফার্স্ট বাংলাদেশি গারো লয়ার ইন অস্ট্রেলিয়া। এলিনো অ্যান্ড হার ফ্যামিলি এমিগ্রেটেড ফ্রম বাংলাদেশ ইন 1993 ওয়েন শি ওয়াজ 5 ইয়ার্স ওল্ড। অস্ট্রেলিয়া ইজ হার হোম, বাট বাংলাদেশ উইল অলওয়েজ বি হার মাদারল্যান্ড। শি বিলিভস এভরি ওয়ান শুড have equal access to justice. Eleanor will speak to SBS Bangla about her upbringing and career journey in Australia.
Eleanor Rema, welcome to SBS Bangla.
Hi Shahan, thank you for having me.
You are originally from Bangladesh and belong to the Garo community. So what can you tell us about your community?
My understanding of the Garo people comes mainly from my family. So I can speak to my family's rich cultural heritage. The Garo peoples are indigenous to Bangladesh, and there is also a significant population in India. I have family back in Bangladesh as well as in India, the United States, Canada, France, and of course here in Australia. The community here in Australia would probably be just over 20 people. My mum's family are from Birishiri in Maimonsing, which is in northern Bangladesh. My maternal grandfather was the first Garo person to graduate with a college degree, having completed a Bachelor of Arts. He then went on to complete a Bachelor of Education, subsequently becoming a headmaster at the local boys' high school. My dad's family are from Dubolra, which is also in Maimonsing and 15 kilometres west of Birishiri. My paternal grandfather, during his lifetime, was a prominent figure in the community. And my dad would tell me stories about Wangala, which is the annual Garo Thanksgiving festival. So this special occasion, it would be celebrated at his family home, where people from the village would gather to give thanks to the sun god for the year's harvest. They'd eat, drink, dance and be merry. And my dad is the first in his family to complete a tertiary education. He completed an honours degree in agriculture in Bangladesh with a government scholarship. He went to Reading University in England, where he completed a master's in tropical agricultural development. And at Sydney University, he completed a master's in cereal chemistry.
You arrived in Australia in very young age and you grew up in Australia. So what was your childhood like?
Like many migrant families, my parents were really hard to build a life for my sister and me. They made sure to provide us, you know, with a roof over our heads, meals in our bellies, and most importantly, solid education. I had a very idyllic childhood, you know, with lots of friends, family gatherings, and outdoor fun. But education was always a central tenet in my upbringing. And the discipline instilled in me by my parents has led to my love of learning and a long journey in education. After high school, I completed an honours degree in philosophy at the University of New South Wales, a graduate diploma in migration law at the Australian National University, and a Juris Doctor at the University of New South Wales, which is a postgraduate degree in law.
Now you're studying law. Can you tell us more about your belief that everyone should have equal access to justice?
Well, I believe as a society, we should ensure that everyone has equal access to justice, no matter their socioeconomic standing. I volunteered at Redfern Legal Centre, so their health and justice partnership with the Royal Prince Alfred Hospital. This was a program where a lawyer from Redfern Legal Centre would be embedded at the hospital to provide disadvantaged patients with multidimensional and complex medical and legal issues with free legal advice. So patients with legal issues would be referred to us by social workers, nurses and doctors at the hospital. And in this way, we ensured some of our most vulnerable and marginalised members of society had access to justice, no matter their socioeconomic standing.
Do you visit Bangladesh quite often? How do you connect to your relatives there?
So my first trip back to Bangladesh was a few years after my family and I settled into Australian life. Thereafter, we travelled back when we could afford to, which was probably every few years. I built an especially close bond with my cousins and my grandparents in Bangladesh, so that led me to travelling out on my own several times. I had lots of fun visiting Dhaka, eating street food, shopping in the huge malls, as well as roaming the countryside in Bidishiri and the Bora, you know, with their beautiful landscapes and fresh fish and produce. So it has been a while since I've been back, and it'll probably be a while longer now with, you know, the devastating effect COVID is having on Bangladesh. I've already lost close family members to the pandemic.
So finally, is there any message for SBS Bangla audience?
I guess my message would be for anyone who's feeling a little lost at the moment. Mm-hmm. It would be, you know, to not lose hope and to never stop dreaming. I never thought I'd be able to follow in the footsteps of my inspirational grandfather and dad, who each did something extraordinary from such humble beginnings. It took me a while to figure out my passion and to follow my dreams, but I'm glad I took the leap and I followed them. So my message would be that it's never too late to follow your dreams and to make them a reality.
Elinor Rima, you are going to be the first Bangladeshi lawyer
from Garo community in Australia.
I think it will be inspirational for the wider Bangladeshi indigenous community. Thanks for your time and sharing your thoughts with SBS Bangla.
Thank you, Shahan.
ফেসবুকে ফলো করুন SBS বাংলা আমাদেরকে লাইক দিন শেয়ার করুন আপনার মতামত দিন